The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Friday the 13th edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, indeed, it is a Friday, and it is the 13th of April, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Well, Apple has been warning us for quite some time when it comes to 32-bit apps. However, though, starting today, you're about to get a big ol' alert box. That is if you're running macOS 10.13.4. Apple's putting this warning and hoping it will encourage users, and of course developers, to update their apps before Apple's full transition to 64-bit. Problem is, though, Apple hasn't really told us when they're going to go full on 64-bit. Of course, this is just on the heels with the transition that's already completed on iOS. I know I bash this product a lot on the program. I've been told I do. Hey, and look, I'm an Apple fan, but the HomePod? I mean, what more can be said other than this? Seems Apple probably got its sales forecast wrong for this little device. According to Bloomberg, yeah, not too many people are buying the HomePod. Apple's saying, heck, we're going to sell 500,000 out the gate. Turns out it's less than 200,000 they've sold. In fact, most Apple retail stores are saying, at least according to Bloomberg, they sell fewer than 10 HomePods per day. I don't really know where Apple should go with this product. Should there be a version 2? Maybe. Or should it just sit next to the Newton? Facebook Messenger users in Europe, get ready for some suggestions to be popping up on your screen. Those suggestions, controlling your privacy. Actually, this is coming to you because of the new GDPR laws that are going to be enforced next month, so they're just getting ahead of the game right now. The message actually just tells Messenger users to check their privacy settings before May 25th. As you probably guessed, that's when the new laws will kick in. Funny enough, though, the privacy review option, it's actually currently in testing mode, meaning it's not fully functional. Guess Facebook's been a little bit busy with other things, yeah. And finally, well, this will go out to all of our vinyl, yes, record collectors, lovers out there. We all know that vinyl's had a big resurgence over the past few years. And personally, yes, a gadgety old techie person like myself, I really still love the sound of vinyl. Although I don't know what vinyl enthusiasts are going to think about this one. Get ready for HD vinyl. Yes, you did hear me correct. High definition vinyl. Might be hitting the store shelves sometime next year. Yeah, that's pretty quick. So what is HD vinyl? Well, apparently it's supposed to be a process that's completely different than how we make vinyl records right now. First off, you start using a laser from the beginning. And I can hear all of our analog audiophiles out there going, what? Don't worry, I'm right there with you. But supposedly, it's supposed to be for the greater good. First off, they're saying about a 40% longer playing time per side, plus 30% more amplitude and a lot better sound quality. Yeah, you did put HD on the side of it, I would assume that. And of course, from an environmental point of view, it will completely sidestep the chemicals that are used right now in the traditional record making process. But I'm sure you're wondering, how does it affect the consumers? Am I going to have to buy new equipment? Well, from what we're hearing, yes and no. If you want to play a record like you've been playing a record all of these years, no. But if you want to take advantage of the HD vinyl resolution, yep, you guessed it. You're going to have to get an HD vinyl turntable. And once again, the record industry finds a way for us to rebuy all the same crap we already have once again. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website powered by uk2.net. That's where you find all of our podcasts, our blog, and reviews. All up there, all for your choosing. Also, we're on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I am on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community with our Slack room. You can find us and hang out with us at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show headed into the weekend. Oh, yeah. That means we're taking the next couple of days off. You should do the same. Don't worry, though. We will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, get down and get funky. It's Friday, baby. Have a great day. Have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.